This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Hillary, Lifeline, Acorn, and me. Everybody has their own reasons for being excited that this election is almost over. Mine are much the same with one difference. I'm tired of telling the story of Hillary Clinton's role in opposing Acorn's initiative, election victory, establishing Lifeline electric rates in Little Rock in 1976. Every time Hillary runs for national office, it's just a matter of time before some enterprising reporter, large or small, tracks me down hoping for the real skinny or some trash talking or whatever. I'll admit, having her as part of the legal team for Arkansas First Electric Cooperative was not a happy moment, and it is something that sticks in my craw despite the advancing years. She and the White Shoe Corporate Rose Law Firm, where she worked, were fronting for the United Little Rock business community in opposing our proposed cap on the cost of 400 kilowatt hours of electricity in order to assure seniors and low-income families juice and put an end to the large, wasteful, giveaway user block pricing, encourage them to use more, and stopping many of the poor from having any. The co-op had a dozen or so customers in a small slice of the Little Rock city limits, and they argued the co-op was damaged because there was no offset for the newly imposed cap on their rates since they didn't have any large users where they could balance the adjustment. For the sake of those few, the many lost, and the will of the vast majority of voters were thwarted. So, why would any Acorn member, or me for that matter, ever be happy about such a sad situation? In 2008, an enterprising young reporter from a New Hampshire paper tracked me down and got me to talk about it before their primary election because she was a daughter of a former Acorn organizer and comrade. How could I say no? And she did a fair job on it, so enough said. 8 years passed until now Hillary becomes clearly a big-time favorite, and once again there are knocks on my door. A political writer for The Nation calls during the 2016 primaries in a piece about how the left looks at Clinton. By this time, I'd sanded the story down to a smoother sheen and was using more of a two-handed approach to it all. Yes, our members in Arkansas were livid and unforgiving, but when Clinton was a U.S. Senator from New York, we had no better friend, and our members loved Hillary there enough to force 3 votes on a national board before Obama was endorsed by Acorn in 2008. Hillary becomes the nominee, and the real big leaguers get into the seek and find on Clinton's past. I got a couple of calls from Laura Meckler, a senior reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She's on the story like a dog on a bone. She even goes to Arkansas, and though pursuing other angles, even persuades the clerk's office to pull the old trial records from the warehouse for her to read. Months later, Amy Chozick with the New York Times reaches out, also looking at Clinton's time as a lawyer of sorts in Arkansas. The Times piece came out a week or so before the election. The Journal piece was about a week before that. The Times article was sort of puffy by that point in the campaign. I got away with a bland ending quote on the article saying essentially we didn't like seeing her at the table of the opposing counsel in the Lifeline trial. I did learn that Hillary wrote the brief in the case, which is at least of passing interest, though I'll admit I find it galling. Mickler's speech was more substantial and less fangirl. She managed to sniff out some controversy inside the firm around how seriously Clinton had taken her work there and how much rain she'd produced. She scored her service on Walmart and Tyson boards as an income producer since her billable hours were fewer. More interestingly to me, the Journal story started with the Lifeline trial and produced a revelatory quote from the lead counsel, Webb Hubbell, now a former Little Rock mayor and Clinton White House staffer with a billing scandal behind him, but telling Meckler point blank that here they were on her first case finding themselves opposing poor people. Straight up, I like that a bit, because at least it was an admission of some guilt and foreboding on their part. Maybe Hubbell and Clinton had lost a couple hours of sleep and spent some time with their worry beads. Meckler came back to the Lifeline story at the end of the article and quoted me as saying, essentially, we didn't win that one. True that. At least I didn't put my foot in my mouth, and 40 years had subdued my rage enough to the point that I seemed mature about it, or at least calloused. The fights that overturn the will of the people and where justice never feels quite done can't be forgotten, but there's also little to forgive. We were on different sides then, but we go on to the next fight. On that one, we were opponents. On this one, Election Day, we are absolutely on the same side. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.